This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Kevin Davis.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. Name of the company is TC Biopharm Holdings. They trade on the NASDAQ exchange under the ticker symbol TCBP. Joining me today is Mr. Brian Coble, who's the CEO and director. Brian, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate your time.
Oh, absolutely. Getting started off, I really want to just ask you, you know, let's go through the five W's. So, you know, who are you? What do you do? When did you start? Where do you operate? And why do you do what you do?
Yeah, so the company TC Biopharm is a cell therapy company. And what we do is we try and use healthy cells of donors, a particular type of cell called a gamma delta, to fight cancer in patients who have weakened immune systems that can't combat things like AML, ALL, so acute myeloid leukemia or leukemias and lymphomas. The company was founded about 10 years ago by Dr. Mike Leake and Angela Scott. You know, we're now in a phase 2B in the UK and looking to launch our phase 1B in the US, hopefully by the end of this year. It's a really exciting area. Yeah, it's an exciting area of biopharm, or biotech, if you will, around gamma delta T cells. And, you know, from my perspective, why we do this is, you know, I would love to be just strictly altruistic, but, you know, look, there's a real opportunity here for us, you know, there's an opportunity here to really change how cancer is treated. These cells are super healthy. They're not toxic in patients. So they don't put you through what chemo puts you through, where you're just beat up and can't have a quality of life. And so far, we've seen some pretty strong efficacy. So, you know, we have a chance to really change the lives of a number of cancer patients across the board. So we're really excited.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like an incredibly rewarding cause, you know, both fiscally and, of course, you know, just making the world better is always a good thing, too. I probably got those out of order, actually. Making the world better is probably the first priority. But, you know, it's always good to, you know, take care of the bottom line as well.
It's doing well by doing good, right? If we can cure cancer and help all these people, that's a great reward, and the money will come along with it. But honestly, it's an exciting time for us, for the company, you know. And these cells have a really great opportunity or a great use case to have an impact in a number of cancer indications.
Yeah, which, I mean, is absolutely excellent. You know, I was doing my research and I realized that in about, I think it's February of 2022, you guys actually did your NASDAQ listing. How have things been going since then?
Yeah, you know, operationally, things are going great. Obviously, the biotech markets are difficult right now. And they were extremely difficult when we went to the IPO. But we've been able to execute. We've been able to, you know, dose our first five patients in our phase 2B trial. We announced our strategic collaboration with MD Anderson. We have existing research collaborations ongoing right now with three different companies. And as I said, we're going to be launching our phase 1B by the end of the year with MD Anderson as the lead clinic. So things are going really well. It's an exciting time at the company. And, you know, the team is enthusiastic about the next 6, 9, 12 months.
Absolutely. No. And I think that, I mean, you know, I was also reading that, you know, the analysts like H.C. Wainwright, you know, they absolutely believe in your cell therapy platform and they honestly think it has the potential to become a first to market and pull the entire immune therapy field moving forward.
Yeah. You know, they're smart guys and much smarter than I am. Mitch and Ron.
I doubt that.
They are. They probably know this better than I do. But we do, you know, we had the benefit of having founders with real foresight, who sort of saw the promise of gamma deltas 10 years ago when everyone was focused on alpha betas. So, you know, we're pretty advanced relative to the Gamma Delta world. We manufacture our own product here in Scotland. We're allogeneic, which is compared to the majority of companies, they were going autologous very early on. So you know, we have cell banks from donors in the U.S., cell banks from donors in the EU and the U.K. that allow us to serve patients, you know, pretty much globally at this point from a cell bank perspective. So it's really an incredible place to be, and we're looking forward to continuing to advance ourselves and continue to stay at the front of the Gamma Delta revolution.
Yeah, and you said two words that kind of stuck out to me. So allogeneic and Gamma Delta. So what do those words mean, and why are those important for your company?
We'll start with the easy one. So allogeneic. So the difference between allogeneic and autologous, which are the two sort of cell therapies you hear about, allogeneic means it's donor-derived. Autologous means it's patient-derived. So a lot of CAR-Ts are autologous, meaning you show up, you have AML or some other version of lymphoma or leukemia, and they take a blood sample from you, or they take an apheresis, a leukapack. They isolate your own cells as the patient, and then they modify them and send them back to you, and they infuse your own cells into you. Allogeneic means I find a really healthy young guy, young woman, who's, you know, got really activated cells and haven't had to fight off cancer for the last several years or however long it's been. We then bring those cells in. We bring that leukapack, that blood in. We isolate the cell. We expand it, and then we put it into really sick patients. So allogeneic really reinvigorates the immune system. And the gamma delta in the immune system is a very specific type of cell. It plays between the innate and adaptive parts of the immune system, meaning it has an inherent capability to do things, but it also adapts to its surroundings when it's put in. And what makes these cells really interesting is they're kind of like the bouncers of the immune system. So they react to a very particular antigen, or a really particular, I guess it was sort of a chemical, let's put it that way, that cells emit. And it's a very big word called, it's an isopentadiol pyrophosphate, which the hardest part of being CEO is learning to say that word on a regular basis. We'll call it IPP for short.
Whoa. We're going to get that on a shirt for you, Brian. And we're going to sell them on... No, I'm just joking. That's crazy.
It would have to be a wraparound, right? Part on the front, part on the back. It's a big word. But wow. Pretty much all sick... Yeah, so all tumors ever discovered and studied emit this IPP, as do virally infected cells and other cells. And the gamma delta's job in the immune system is to float around, find cells that are emitting IPP, and kill those cells. So the premise for us is, well, if these gamma deltas are already doing that, right? Right now, everybody's creating microcancers and things are popping up, and gammas are killing those cells. The reason you don't get the flu every single day when you're exposed to it is a gamma delta. The reason that, you know, microcancers don't turn into actual full-blown cancer is the gamma delta kills it. So, but there are small... They're a small population from a percentage basis of cells. Well, what if we just put a large number of these cells into cancer patients and let them do their jobs on a natural basis, just in a larger army? So that's the gamma delta. It is your first line of defense. It's your brawler. It's your bouncer. It's the shark swimming through your system, sniffing out IPP, and then sort of, you know, going towards it and killing it. It's a really exciting cell, and, you know, it's also not what's called MHC restricted, meaning it doesn't cause graft versus host disease. So we're Scottish based, so I joke that it's like Braveheart in the scene where the Irish and the Scottish run to the middle of the field and turn around and fight the British. You know,
yes.
Gamma deltas they're not rejected, and they don't cause graft versus host disease, meaning they don't go into a system and then create a cytokine storm. They all sort of work together to then fight all the bad guys. So this gamma delta is a really interesting cell, and we're really excited about its capabilities and its opportunity here as a part of the immune system and in a healthy activated way from a donor cell going into patients who don't have immune systems any longer. These gamma deltas in large numbers could be truly impactful to fighting cancer on a number of different levels.
Wow. Brian, I got to say, I really appreciate your expertise and insight on this. I mean, to have that level of understanding over what your company does is incredible. Absolutely. I'm almost speechless. Like, I mean that from a place of 100% sincerity. Like, I absolutely appreciate the information that you're providing to us. I know those at home are going to go, wow, because I mean, that was, I just want to turn this into a YouTube video right now. That was amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You know, we're going to shift gears here. And, you know, I want to talk about, you know, the flurry of activity that you've had in the past few months. What do you think some of the highlights have been in terms of, you know, the company, where it's going in terms of its stock, et cetera?
Yeah, you know, there have been a lot of highlights of the last couple of months. I mean, MD Anderson is A1, right? I mean, it's the world's leading oncology clinic. And we were able to sign a really impactful agreement with them, working with the immunotherapy lab, Dr. Jim Allison and Dr. Pam Sharma. Jim was a Nobel Prize winner. He invented the checkpoint inhibitor. He's a god in the immuno-oncology world. So we're really excited about working with them on all the things we're doing now. Additionally, you know, these research collaborations we're doing, companies that are trying to turn cold tumors hot to gamma deltas, meaning tumors cloak themselves. Right, they hide. These companies are trying to strip away that cloaking device and let the gammas recognize them. Well, for us, that's a really great place to be because cancer patients, you know, your gamma deltas are pretty suppressed, right, when you're sick. So sure. If I'm able to give you a large number of gammas and the tumors are stripped bare and we can see them, that's a great combination place to be. And the research collaborations we've worked with, which are, you know, big pharma companies, we're really excited about where they're going, and we're expecting some fruition from them, you know, this year. So we're excited about what's going on there. We've brought on a new chief clinical officer to help us expand within the U.S. because that's the new focus of the company, is to really target FDA clinical trials. You know,
that's going to be incredible.
It's a great time to be involved in the company. You know, I'm biased, obviously, but. the stock is incredibly beaten down. You know, you can look at gamma deltas; they're in the spotlight. Shattuck Labs, NAFIO, Adicet, ImCheck, which is private, Lava Therapeutics. I mean, the list goes on and on of great gamma delta companies. So, being at the forefront of that, you know, this is a moment in time, as all markets are. Right, you get ebbs and flows and ups and downs. It's a big roller coaster, but you know, here we see just a lot of upside in the stock. We really do, because we know what's coming. But more importantly, we know what we've done, right? We've been able to execute on any number of initiatives over the last 12 months that are now bearing fruit. And that's only going to continue, right? We've shown that we can execute. We have an incredibly smart group of people doing their jobs. We have great leadership, not from me, but from our board, as well as other members of the team. So really, really excited about what we're doing operationally. And eventually the market will rationalize and we'll get credit for all these great things we've done. The next step is just waiting for that to happen.
Yeah, excellent. And, you know, I know that you guys recently closed a $5.5 million public offering. Did you have any thoughts on that, like a takeaway? You know, I mean, obviously $5.5 million looks good on paper and in real life, but what was the reaction from investors on this activity? And I mean, any slight trajectory to the new direction, or what are you thinking? What's going on with that?
You know, there's a lot of positives to it. One, I think it shows, you know, frankly, where this company is from a value perspective, that we've continued to be able to raise capital, and a large amount of that capital and a large amount of capital we did in December came from a healthcare-centric hedge fund, an institutional investor. So they believe in the story. They're backing us. They continue to back us. We really appreciate that, appreciate their faith in us. We think that's a feather in our cap, that we have an investor that believes in us like they do. Beyond that, it gives us runway through to the IND and a number of other milestones between now and when that capital runs out. So we're going to continue to execute. We're going to use that capital intelligently and efficiently to hit milestones for investors, hit inflection points. And, you know, hopefully we can get, you know, something done with one of these partners that continues to extend that runway in a non-dilutive basis. So, you know, in a difficult environment for biotechs, the fact that we continue to be backed by a smart healthcare investor and continue to be able to access capital, I think, is a really important piece of the puzzle. And more importantly, we know that now we have enough capital to get to the inflection points we need to get to for investors to see value.
Absolutely. Wow. No, I'm really excited. And, you know, I am entitled to my own opinion. And, you know, I think that if you're listening to this podcast, you definitely need to take a look at them. They're on the NASDAQ. They're at TCBP. The name of the company is TC Biopharm Holdings. And I just want to remind folks that it's BioPharm. It's not actually like farm, like it's just pronounced that. I'm actually joking, but I probably, like, three people are probably like, yep, that makes sense now. Brian, I want to give you the final word to, you know, just what's the takeaway from today's interview? What do you want to leave your audience with today?
You know, there's probably a couple of things. One, I want to thank our existing investors for sticking with us, you know, through difficult market times. And we're looking forward to rewarding them. And for potential new investors, you know, you have an opportunity to get into the ground floor at a potentially game-changing technology. This is a paradigm shift in how you treat cancer. It's using healthy cells in a non-toxic way with a high quality of life and strong efficacy to save lives and extend lives. It's an incredible opportunity, both from a technology perspective and an investor perspective. So, you know, I hope you guys can join us in this journey because it's going to be a great one. And I'm really excited for the next, you know, 3, 6, 9, 12 months at this company and all the things we're going to accomplish and continue to do.
Excellent. Folks, we've been talking to Brian Kolbel. He's the CEO and director of TC Biopharm Holdings. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol TCBP. Brian, I'm hoping that we can catch up in maybe 30 to 60 days as you make progress, and you could just come back and see us at the Stock Day podcast.
Yeah, man, I'd love to do that, and you know, hopefully we can chat again very soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and we will definitely look forward to learning more. So excited for you guys.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.